Welcome back to the Riverton Elementary Podcast.
Joining you today are your student council representatives, Mike
and Lizzie. We are so happy to have you listening in. Last week, we left the podcast with a riddle for you to solve. What can you catch but not throw? If you guessed a cold, you are correct.
Earth Day is coming up on April 22nd. The first Earth Day was in 1970 to support environmental protection.
Here at Riverton Elementary, we will be observing Earth Day by doing a school-wide service project of cleaning up the school grounds.
We did this last year and had a huge success with students participating and finding joy in having a clean schoolyard.
Today, we will have a few sixth grade students joining us to talk about how they came together to get water in the portables.
Welcome to the podcast today, Manya, Eliane, and Annika. What problems did you notice that made you want to get water in the portables?
So during summer, the portables were really, really hot, and several kids wanted to get water, but a lot of us didn't bring any like water containers to put water in to school. So we had to go inside the school to get water from the fountains, and this took throughout the day. Several students wanted to go several times, so this took up a lot of our learning time in school.
When you decided to do something about the issue, what were your first steps?
Well, we started off by just kind of discussing this as a class. It started off as a really small idea, and then eventually became into a play, an informational PowerPoint, and a song about why we should get a water jug in the sixth grade classrooms.
Who did you present to?
So to start off to practice, we performed in front of 4th, 5th, and 6th grade classes. But for the big performance, we performed in front of Mr. Pullen, our principal, our assistant principal, an important district member, and the PTA president.
Sounds like you all put in a lot of work. Congratulations on getting water in the portables.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, and well done on the work you did to help improve the portables for our 6th graders to come. I loved watching on one of your plays performances.
Just a reminder that there will be no school on Friday, April 21st and the 24th.
We will leave you with another riddle. What building has the most stories in the world?
Catch us on our next podcast for the answer. Have an amazing week!